On Deckers, what's up? It's another episode coming straight to you. Brand new topic. This week, we're going to give you the On Deck Person of the Year. And I know you're asking yourself, hey, what's the person of the year? What does it constitute? We'll get into all of that in the episode. Animal Brown and I are going to break it down. But essentially, it's the biggest person in the culture this year. Whether they were good, whether they were bad, whatever it may be, it's the person that we were talking about the most. Y'all check this out. It's going to be a dope episode. Go to realbillmedia.com. Check out all the other podcasts on the network.
And by all the other podcasts, he's referring to Full Sport Press. If you're into sports, check them out every Monday. Their latest episode is up, the NCAA football postseason awards. Okay, does that mean college football is over? I hope so, because that shit is trash. Let's be honest. Also, check out the Ladies Room podcast up in NY, holding us down. Hopefully they're not snowed in. And check out Fresh for Dummies, me and my homie Jay Hove, every 1st and the 15th. We talking that fly fashion shit, all right? But it's time to get to this rap game. What it do with the business is.
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. It's episode 274, I think.
Oh.
Not really sure. We'll figure that out top of the year.
Bookkeeping to do.
Absolutely, man. Fuck with your boy on Instagram, social media. Excuse me, Instagram, Twitter, and the Snap. Animal_Brown.
And I am Spike Lou on those same sites, excluding
especially
Snap.
Snapchat.
I'm too old for that.
What you have on deck for the weekend, mate?
My mom came down. My two cousins. And I went to the Trap Museum again. I went to see the Celtics play.
Okay.
And I went to the Trap Museum again.
Trap Music Museum?
Trap Music Museum.
All right.
Totally different experience from going with you and Derb. Shout out Derb.
For sure. Oh, yo, you went with Mom Dukes.
Funny. Oh my God. So here's a quote directly from Mom Dukes to my little cousin.
Okay.
You know, right there where the Jeezy wall with the bricks and stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, all white bricks.
What are those? She asked me. That was a drug. That's supposed to be coke. Oh, that's cocaine. Oh, those are bricks. So she tells my cousin, oh, here, take my picture. I'm going to act like I'm selling him the bricks. It's my mom's now. Mama, put the bricks down.
Put the bricks down.
Put them down, Mom. Nah, you didn't get the picture right because it didn't look like I was serious. So
that's funny as fuck.
Funny. At that first room, you know, the room, the trap house room?
Yeah, with the Eddie Murphy playing.
They couldn't believe. None. I didn't know when my cousins got this bougie because they didn't know what. They was like, what on what is this? So I had to explain to them that that's the trap. That's the inside of the trap house. They were like amazed. And one last takeaway, my eldest cousin, who's the same age as me.
For sure.
We were walking through where they had Dobie and the rest of the guys that had died.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She walked by and she was like, my little cousin, she said, this is where the past, the dead rappers were. She probably was the most hip to it.
Right.
And my oldest cousin, she said, Luke, she pulled me to the side because she didn't want nobody here. She said, Shorty Low dead?
Oh, man. What?
I said, man, Shorty Low been dead at least 3 years. How long Shorty Low been dead?
It ain't been that long. God damn. You killed him in the 90s.
It been a while. But
Jesus Christ.
She was genuinely shocked and surprised that Shorty Low was dead. Had no idea.
She got to listen on deck, man. Stay up with us every week. We'll take care of that info.
That is
for
a
you.
Fact. That's what we're here for, man, to keep y'all informed on the culture. But that was a hell of an experience. I enjoyed that a lot, man. Shout out to them coming down. What'd you have up for the weekend?
Man, I went to the city. Shout out Nashville. Went home for Thanksgiving. Kicked it with the family. Had a good time and got the fuck out of there the next day. In and out. Just like that.
One day?
Like a thief in the night.
That's cool.
Other than that, chilling. Watch my Packers disappoint me.
Man, Aaron Rodgers is a disappointment.
I'm hot about it. The NFL season is over. I'm protesting.
Oh, man. Now you're protesting.
Yeah, I'm done. I ain't watching that shit. Fuck the NFL.
I'm done. I'm not watching that shit.
Absolutely. So I'm taking a knee
taking
right now.
Taking your talents to the NBA?
I'm taking a knee right now as we record this.
How's the NBA going?
My Pistons cooking. Blake Griffin, early MVP.
Get out of here, man.
The fuck? What kind of question is that?
The hell out of here.
We got a lot of good shit to talk about, though.
Yeah, excluding Dwight Howard. What you think about Dwight Howard?
What about Dwight Howard?
You ain't see it?
Nah.
All right, we can move on.
Nah. You don't media takeout too much, man. Get off ball alert.
Hey, that's real, man. Hey, this is a real thing that's happening with Dwight Howard.
Chatty Patty, man. Dame Dash should be ashamed of you.
You brought up the NBA.
Shit.
You brought it up.
Oh, happy belated birthday too, man.
I appreciate it.
45.
No.
Not a lot of people make it to see that.
Mm-mm, no.
One day, one of these birthdays, your beard will connect.
You older than me. So if I'm 45, it means you started losing your hair at 9. Oh, shout out Build Organics. Shout out my guy over there, man. I got the package.
Okay, pause.
We lit.
Gotcha.
Jesus. We lit over here. I definitely appreciate that. I hope y'all went to the Beard Organic site and tried for that Black Friday giveaway.
Gotta have your beard out here crispy, man. A dry beard is not cute out here, guys.
That is a fact.
The ladies don't like that shit.
That is a fact.
Are we ready to get to this rap shit? It's a
lot. Let's get to this money.
All right, man. The long-awaited, highly anticipated Diplomats album dropped. It's the first official group project since 2004's Diplomatic Immunity 2.
Yep.
Did the 14-year album make it worth the wait?
Nah. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
The funniest comment that I've read about the album is that you can tell that Jewel's teeth were missing when he was rapping.
Yeah, you can hear him whistling when he say S's and shit.
And the thing about it is that's not even a false statement, because I was listening to it thinking, damn, you can hear.
Yeah.
What? And that's crazy in itself. But it's not like Cam'ron was uninterested, man. Cam'ron, like, he didn't want to be there. It don't sound like,
yeah,
like, hey, I'm going to sit right here on my couch on the Mac, and I'm going to do my verses here while I'm watching the game. You and Jimmy can go to the studio and Freaky, and y'all can do the whole Dipset thing. I'm just going to send you Cam verses because I agreed to this. That's what it sounded like. Cam'ron is a much better rapper than he portrayed on this album. Jim Jones was... Spears were sharp because Jim Jones still out here trying to get it.
Hey, Jim Jones in his bag.
Yeah, Jim Jones trying to get it.
He in, like, good shape. Shout out to my guy, Big Jeff. He said Jim Jones in the best shape of his life on this album, and I can't disagree.
This is a fact. And Jewel just doesn't have that it factor that he used to have. He used to be the up-and-coming guy. Now he's just like Jewel's. So, I mean, it just didn't hit home because Cam wasn't invested like he should have been. Man.
No, and I'm disappointed because at A3C, they put on a pretty decent set. They didn't look washed.
Music.
But, yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah,
it was definitely the classics.
Yeah.
But they didn't look, but even doing the classics, when I went to Rough Riders, DMX looked washed.
Yeah, well, DMX smokes crack.
Come on, man.
I mean, he does. Cam'ron don't smoke crack.
That we know of. Jewel's, that we know of.
Flea, that's
I'm saying.
We know for a fact that DMX smokes crack, and that's why he looked washed.
But I was afraid of washed 40-plus rappers, and I didn't get that at A3C, so I thought we were going to get some Heat Rock on here, especially after you hear that Wasted Talent Jim Jones album with the Heatmakers blessed him with. They laced him. Where were they at on this album, dude?
Yeah, they definitely needed the Heatmakers, and it was short.
9 songs, and the last song don't count. That was Uncasa, Locked Up Verse.
Yeah.
Like, what? What is this?
I don't know if it was washed, though. I think it was,
Cam was
a lack of motivation.
Nah, Cam hasn't sounded good in a while, though.
I think Cam can still dust off your favorite rapper.
No, he can't. No.
I literally still believe that Cam was cold.
He had to go to the dissing Kanye on the intro well. You had to do that.
He went in too. That was the best verse on the CD, actually.
Like,
now that I think about it. But he went in on Ye, and you're right. That was for shock value.
Yeah,
and it was
fruit.
All downhill after that. But I mean, it was a real conversation he probably had with Dame. That's why I appreciated the verse.
Okay.
But with that being said, like, I don't think that he's washed. I think that he's lacking motivation.
Nah, he's cooked. Jewel's is cooked. Congratulations to him. I saw him propose, though.
Yeah, congratulations to Jewel.
Shout out to that Jewel's. He sounded washed. And the best song on there, the one with Tory Lanez, Cam'ron not even on.
Yeah.
Like, how are you not on the best song? Like, it's clearly the hardest song on there.
He wasn't at the studio.
Man.
That's
what,
why.
Dude, what was he doing? Promoting Flea Box? Nobody bought the Flea Box, bro.
Nobody bought the Flea Box.
I'd rather listen to this than wear them Flea Box.
That's rough. The album is not that bad. Let's not get it twisted.
Bro, the album's some slob, bro.
It ain't them Flea Box, though. Let's not do that. It ain't purple and camouflage Iversons. It ain't that. You know it ain't that.
Did you listen to Hell Rail and J.R. Ryder shit?
Absolutely not.
That's better than this. Easy.
I believe you. Easy. I'm still not listening. Like,
they rapping like it's 04, but it's still better than this.
I have no reason. Whatever happened with Hell Real and the robbery situation, do you know?
You talking about when he got beat up in that restaurant?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he's, hey, listen, if you listen to this album, you don't hear a word of that. You just hear him flossing. Yeah, you just hear Hell Real flossing on here. Yeah. Fortune 500 Ruger is what he calling himself.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that based on? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know what the pocket's looking like. I can't call it.
No, I'm saying I ain't even going to ask you about his pocket. I just want to know what he has going on. The
business ventures.
Fortune 500. What? What is bro, weed? I don't know.
Durag line? I don't know. I have no fucking clue. But the album sounded better than Diplomats, and that's a shame. The only thing they did right was not name this Diplomat Community 3.
They should have. It would have got more attention.
That would have been an atrocity.
Who else did you say? Hell Real.
Oh, it's Hell Real, J.R. Ryder, and 40 Cal. They put a group album out together the same day. God. Best believe it was done on purpose.
Jesus.
I know.
That's rough right there.
All right, let's get to some people who are making better music.
40 Cal.
Pusha T. While performing in Toronto last week,
better music.
Pusha T set was cut short by fans near the front who threw what looked like gallons of beer on stage.
Gallons of beer.
The infrared rapper was quickly ushered off stage, and the assailants then tried to jump on stage and promptly got their ass whooped. Pusha T later came back on stage and proclaimed Drake to be the person who sent the goons.
Did he?
Do you believe Aubrey was behind this hit?
No, I don't believe Aubrey's behind
drive-by beer hit.
I don't believe Drake had anything to do with this. I don't. Did Pusha T say his name, or did he say that nigga paid?
He implied that it was Drake.
Okay, Pusha T's playing the game. He's playing the game that Drake been playing for the last 8 months when he responded to a story of Adonai. He was responding to him being at the shop and saying that Kanye West did this and did that. All Pusha T is playing into the game, which I'm kind of disappointed in because he said he was done with it on the Joe Budden podcast. I don't need you to come on stage and allude that Aubrey paid some drunk bums to throw beer at you because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
And you ain't even got to allude to it because Pusha T is better than that. You won this battle.
Is
Bow
he?
Out gracefully. Yes, he is. And he should have just like, that's an moment. But it keep people talking. Pusha T's back in the news again.
That's the problem.
He's playing the game.
It's an opportunist moment. And that's what Pusha T is doing right now. What did Jay-Z say?
Yeah.
Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that. Y'all get extra news coverage if y'all mention Jay-Z name. That's lame. Pusha T's supposed to be bigger than that.
It's Christmas time, man. He got to get some gifts. Get some streams up.
You're performing in Toronto. What did you expect to happen, dude? You finna come on stage and do infrared?
Man. Yes.
They not going like that. They gonna come up there with hockey sticks and beer, nigga. Like, what just happened?
They not riding for Drake like that.
Clearly they are.
If they bought a Pusha T ticket, they not riding.
It's probably $20. Let's be honest. He was not in an arena. he wasn't playing the Toronto Raptors Stadium,
dude.
I can
neither confirm nor deny that. But I mean, I don't understand why he stooped down to that level. Cause like he's so far past this, should be beyond this, and we should be working on or focusing on something new based off what the popularity that he was able to gain from this whole situation. That's what we should be focusing on. This actually should have wrapped it up. Not thrown more gasoline on the fire. Like Toronto should have been one of your last stops on your tour. You should have shut that shit down with Story of Adonai. Walk out, lights out, mic drop. Let's go on to the next year.
Okay, that's what got the Bud Light drenched on you, dude. Like you just want to chill. You see how much beer they threw? Like, that was a lot of fucking beer.
I guess that's
beer.
Why he assumed that Drake had something to do with it. Who getting that much beer in a concert?
This nigga threw a pitcher of
beer.
Damn,
he got beer. That much beer. Oh, he threw a whole pitcher. Okay, that makes sense.
No, it looked like it.
I wouldn't doubt it. But, I mean, like I said, though, I don't like how you don't say Drake name, but you imply it because you're in Toronto and get people. I just don't like
that's
that.
Your king?
Push a T bigger than that.
And Pusha T got to stop acting untouchable. Like, stop doing that, dude. I mean, no, you can't name one untouchable rapper right now.
What do you mean by untouchable?
Just him on some, man. Y'all thought that was me getting whooped on stage? Come on, son. That can't happen. Man, okay.
Anybody going to say that, though?
Man, you pouring on the gas. Talking about, do I look like I could? Yes, nigga, you look like you get your ass whooped. Everybody can get their ass whooped, dude. You're not beyond that. Stop acting like that. You were scared to death when you was in the elevator with Birdman.
Wait. You just don't like Pusha T because I didn't even take it that way. I take it as him saying, it's beneath me to be fighting on stage with some nigga like at my rap concert. Like, do I look like the type? Absolutely not. I got security that I pay very well that's gonna whoop his ass if he get up here and touch me. So I took it that way. Now you taking it as him saying that he can't get beat up. He know he can get beat up. I'm sure he knows anybody can get beat up.
Ain't nobody throwing beer at that Scorpion show.
Floyd can get beat up.
I know that. Ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm talking about?
That nigga stadium, we're actually performing on a football field, so ain't nobody close to the stage.
This is true.
Right?
Big boy crowd, stadium shit.
Oh my God.
Let's keep it Toronto, man. Tory Lanez, Joyner Lucas. We played the Joyner Lucas diss record last week and on last episode.
Little did we know,
man, that they was gonna keep this shit going. Tory Lanez responded, and then Joyner Lucas responded, and then Tory Lanez responded again. Who are you more impressed with?
Man, it's very rare that a bigger artist goes into a beef and you walk away like, damn, I didn't know he had that in him. Because I listened to that Joyner Lucas, the third song
the Liddy.
Of the quadruple threat that came out.
Right.
Yeah, that one. When he jacked Liddy, I listened to that. I was like, oh, Tory ain't got nothing for this. But in the midst of listening to it, what I did think to myself was like, this nigga's just doing too much rapping, though.
They doing like a lot of rapping.
It was like too much bar.
That's
like,
what we here for.
I ain't trying to keep up with it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he got his little sneak disses in there, and that was cool if Tory had never came out with the song. But what Tory did, rejacking his own beat, and he got the engineer to play some little piano in there to make it different from theirs.
He snapped.
Well, excuse me, from his. And ripped it, and he was more entertaining.
I'm about to leave his body bloody like a maxi, nigga. I tax these niggas, get at these niggas, attack these niggas. The venom is arachne, nigga. I'm about to kill the man and the man at the back, these niggas, and blame any man that'll try to dap you, niggas, and clap any stand fan that'll track you, nigga. See, your daddy was a musician and never made it. Cause when you was born, nigga, it was you or him. Shattered knowing he would never make it as an artist, and the odds of his life probably be 2-1. But I give it to him cause he didn't run. I guess he figured, man, when you look at it in a nutshell, all I got is a failed music career, and my revenge is giving the shit to my son, nigga. I'm a flossy nigga, they try to toss me, nigga. The 45th and get him off me, nigga. I block niggas, Chris Bosh, these niggas. I got figures, pitch posh, these niggas. I dunk niggas, jump crisscross, these niggas. The punk, leave him slumped in the car, see nigga. The skunk in the trunk was an awkward nigga. They thought he didn't need to have caution with him. A cornball with a boss to fit it. I said, hold on, my nigga, man, that shit crazy. You fucked Alex, man, that shit crazy. Nigga said he out here running threesomes with the nigga that's a court dealing with the kid cases. I'ma hit a stain and I hit a bad one. Pull up on a nigga, hold him up for ransom. I got 5 plaques this year, you did a whole song with Eminem. I still don't even have one, nigga. Damn, my little homie, that's a bad one, nigga. Really feel bad for you, it's a sad one, nigga. Hold your hands steady, maybe you can have one, nigga. Hit me for a hook and maybe get a plaque, yo, nigga.
Like, he rolled the beat better. I knew what he was talking about when he was referencing pop culture more.
Yeah.
It was just, he's a better artist, and that's what this boiled down to, and that's what he was telling Joyner Lucas in the beginning when a nigga asked him how this started. Are you better than Joyner Lucas? He was like, yes, nigga. Fuck y'all talking about? He can't, this dude can't do nothing but rap. And he showed, like, I'm better than him. I can rap better than him. I can make a better song than him. I can respond to a diss better. I'm better than you.
Yeah.
That's what I got from
Tory Lanez makes better music than Joyner Lucas. As of right now, we know Joyner Lucas from a video, a controversial video with a black and a white guy. Mm-hmm. And
he signed to Eminem.
And his feet. Yeah, the song with him. You said he signed to Eminem?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Tough.
You might have just made that up.
I may have, but let me look this up.
We know him from being featured on a song with Eminem. But other than that, that's it. Like, we can't name no solo Joyner Lucas song if it wasn't for that video. So, but that doesn't mean, A, he can't rap, because Joyner Lucas came into this battle talking about rap, not talking about sales and who can make better songs. But in the end, Tory Lanez won, dude. Like, and like you said, he added a little bit more to the beat.
Yep.
Like, and he was spitting. And his shit was funny. They both had some funny,
had some funny
lines,
balls,
though.
He was funny.
I was impressed with both of them, just a hair more with Tory Lanez, because he was showing his versatility. Like, don't get it twisted. Yeah, I be singing. Yeah, I be, you know what I'm saying? I be harmonizing. I be auto-tuned up and shit.
But don't think I can't bar your ass down.
But you can get these bars, too. And he also said that Pusha T can get it if you want it.
See,
pause.
Now he's going too far. Like, just take, he had taken one step too far. Back to Joyner Lucas. No, he is not signing Eminem.
Duh.
That is speculation. They said he may be signing with Atlantic. Duh. It's definitely not the case there, because it's heavy speculated all over the internet. But when you do something like this and you're Tory Lanez and you're feeling yourself, and then you want to take a. Why Pusha T? Because he just.
I think somebody might have said something.
Barbecued your role model?
No, I think.
Is that why?
Stop.
Is that why he just put, he got your king on a stake up there? That's why you want Pusha T?
Relax.
All right.
I think somebody had mentioned Pusha T's name in an IG live.
Oh, okay. So he didn't really say that then.
Nah, but he said he would wash him too, though.
Nah.
He specifically said
he was led down to
Pusha T would get washed too.
It wasn't like, oh man, I'll wash Pusha T too. It was more like, hey, could you wash Pusha T? Of course he's gonna be like, yeah, I'm on my IG live. Ain't nobody on my IG live better than me. and you're not gonna come on here and ask, hey, are you better than Lil Wayne? Yes. Who else you naming? Yes, I'm better than them. That's what people need to understand.
I'm here for it. That was entertaining. Not a lot of replay value, but one good listen, kind of laugh at some of the bars. They both had good jabs.
Yes.
All in good fun. Joining Lucas saying, all right, now we can make a song now at the end was funny.
And Tory saying, you need it, basically, at the end of his. Like, you wish, nigga. Send your budget over. We might can figure it out.
Entertaining, man. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Also, man, before we get to this music break, Thanksgiving just passed.
Okay.
Happy holidays to those who celebrate.
Europe.
Man, some good deeds went down in hip-hop, man, so we'd like to shine a light on some of their shit.
Let's do it.
Shout out to Jeezy, your man.
What'd he do?
He provided Thanksgiving dinner for a family of 16.
Oh yeah, their house burned down or something like that, I think.
Hey dude, that's some I saw that on the news and they lost everything, nigga. A family of 16?
Yeah, I don't even know how that works. Is it a mom and dad and 14 kids?
It can't be. I refuse to believe. People we ain't in the 30s.
14 kids, no.
Nah, yeah, not when you ain't got no farm. If you had a farm and then okay, cool, you got 13 kids. Cool. But now? Nah, bro. It ain't enough.
Nah.
But shout out to Jeezy, though. That was dope. I think he saw the news coverage, felt the need to kind of do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was super dope. Also, shout out Nicki Minaj. She returned her old hood.
Easy for you to say.
Southside Jamaica. Gave out 500 turkeys. That's a lot of turkeys.
That's dope.
And T.I., he handed out turkeys to grandparents raising grandchildren. So I thought that was dope. Very was specific dope. Cause.
13th year in a row, T.I. has done this.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he said he right here on the west side, in the west side, helping the community get better. Where are you?
Mm.
And he didn't mean that as a diss or anything. He's just saying, hey, come on. I'm doing it. You should too.
That's
question
fair.
For you based off a little bit of what we had in the group chat today.
Okay.
What's more valuable, time or money that they could put in?
What do you think?
They're equal.
Yeah.
That was a cop-out answer.
Nah, it depends. It depends on how much
if
money.
If it's T.I., would you? Well, I mean, of course, if you get millions of dollars away. Would you rather your kid have a conversation with T.I. and him kind of guide him a certain way, or would you rather him get a $1,000 scholarship from him?
I would rather him be there personally.
Okay.
I think that's worth more. The advice is worth more. Those moments are going to stick with you forever.
That's true.
And that may keep you from making a stupid decision next week, next month, or next year. Mm-hmm. So I like that. And I'm telling you, the advice that they're going to get, because we remember certain things, and that's worth, because money's going to be spent, bro.
Yeah.
Like, money come and go. Like, it comes and goes. You can't really do shit with it. People don't really actually want money. They just want the things that money can buy anyway. So I prefer the time with T.I. That would be dope if I was an 8-year-old or 10-year-old from east side of Atlanta or west side, wherever
west
the hell
side,
he from.
I ain't gonna get it twisted, folk.
Yeah, my fault,
my
folk.
Own partner.
But I would prefer the time. What about you? What do you think?
I agree. I do think that the value of a decent or good conversation is unmatched, especially if it's someone who you respect or admire, and you can get something from that and you can apply that. You'll remember that much longer. Not to say that $1,000 scholarship is a bad thing. It's
right.
A totally cool thing to do. But
that might
have,
be the all you. That might be the thousand that you needed to get that
extra
push.
Yeah, but to be able to have that conversation with someone who you value their opinion, and a lot of guys don't have that in their life, I think that's a lot more valuable because they'll remember that for a long time, and it shapes the way that you are. It can shape the way that you become.
People want to be what they see. So if I see T.I. in my neighborhood every year,
mm-hmm.
man, that's big, dude. You're going to pay attention to what he got to say. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to want to grow to be like that. So,
and it lets you know that, and I heard a rapper say this, it lets you know that, I can't remember who said it, but it lets you know that position is attainable. Not to say that everybody has to go out and try to be a rapper, but if you see success in a close vicinity, then you're able to say, hey, I can do that. It ain't just on TV. I don't just see like this NBA dude or just see T.I. on the videos. He actually come to the hood every year and does this. It makes it attainable.
That's why I moved to A.
Yeah. To be around it. To you gotta be honest, around it. It's a motivation effect.
Used to visit this city all the time, and you would look and see people that look like me and you, mm-hmm. except they weren't hopping out of Ultimas. They were hopping out of big boy shit. And I'm like, damn, that nigga not 6'5". He don't play for the Hawks. I'm familiar with the Falcons. He don't play for the Falcons either, right. And he don't rap. So it's a little different from where we grew up, because everybody hop out the Bentleys is 350 and 6'4", and they play for the Titans.
Yeah. Nashville coming up, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But I understand totally what you're saying.
Now let's get to this song, Bray, man. Black Thought.
All right.
Dropped his follow-up EP from earlier this year, or that might have been last year. I can't remember. Black Thought, of course, leader of the Roots. Got a new joint, man. We're going to play. It's called Conception.
Y'all listen to what y'all think about Conception.
Let's go.
I am no fashion model, but I got fresh for photographers. The camel coat had the collar up, because my emotions was bottled up. And though the ocean did not erupt, it turned up till it's loud enough to just make something out of us. Past the shadow of a doubt in us, golly, geometry and calculus that I can move any mountain with. A nigga gotta be an alchemist, trying to create another avenue of revenue, a several, because I'm in love with having you. Security is just a whole nother animal. I can't assume Xanadu had a panic room. I wish the man in the moon had a manual. And gratitude for the wishes I granted you. A lifetime, finally I'm understanding you. The lifelines that the lines in a hand or two, and how it's difficult to undo the damage you've done once the codes run under the scanner too. So if you capture the flame and it's painful, you just charge that to the game. Cause it's shameful to just fall back and complain that you fractured the laws of attraction again. Focus on a more passionate plane. No conception's immaculate, man.
Alright, man, we are back. That was Black Thought from the Roots with Conception. How you feel about that?
Banging.
I like. You a Black Thought fan?
I am not.
Okay.
Not at all. I was wondering why he was held in such high regard. Not to say that he couldn't rap, but I never really listened to a project. But this was banging, though. If he's this creative throughout, I need to go back and check Black Thought. It's just hard. It's a difficult listen previously for me because it wasn't this smooth and soulful and stuff.
Yeah, nah, this song was fire. You can't go wrong with what seems to be a Marvin Gaye sample.
Yes.
You'll always win with that. So, yeah, I'm here for it. People love Black Thought. I've never been into the Roots, but I also know that he can rap. Yes. But I don't know to what extent because I've never been into the Roots.
Yeah, he had like a 14-minute freestyle or some shit, didn't he?
Yeah, nah, he was doing that. That was last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nah, when he freestyled on somebody, Funk Flex, Sway, somebody, everybody was like, yo, freestyle of the year. I don't know about that, but I will check out this project, though.
And
I don't see why not.
That's one of the reasons you mentioned the Marvin Gaye sample. One of the reasons this song is so digestible, because we're familiar with the sound, right?
Right.
So when you sample a song of that much popularity, you usually end up giving up a lot of it. And I bring this up because Juice WRLD was hot. It's Sting for the Lucid Dreams track.
Yeah.
And he was hot because Sting's getting 85% of everything that come off of it. 85%. And Juice WRLD just doesn't think that's fair. He think he's getting robbed.
Okay.
Would you like to break the news to him, or do you want me to do it?
Yeah, no. Listen.
Break the news to him?
Juice WRLD, you're 100% getting robbed. No mask. None of that. You know who it is robbing you. However, that's how the game goes.
Yep.
That's what happens when you sample. You take the risk of getting robbed blind, like how you are right now.
Well, for the in layman's terms, if you don't get a sample cleared previously, then you're going to get sued by the original owner of that content. If you do go get it cleared, the projection in which they take the percentages is how big the song was previously and how much they think that you're going to make off of it. So with this Lucid Dreams thing, it already taken off.
Yeah.
It was to the moon Sting heard about it. So he's like, yeah, I want 85. That's the only reason he didn't take 99% is because it was already to the moon. He knew he was going to make enough with the 85.
Man, listen. Shout out to, I remember Fab used to talk about this, because that Breathe,
yep.
Him and Just Blaze, they said they had to give up 100% of that.
I believe Jay-Z's Hard Knock Life is nearly 99 to 100%.
I guess it all work out, though, if this song is the one that put you on.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, it's point. A trade-off.
So that Lucid Dreams definitely trade. I mean, because we wouldn't be talking about Juice WRLD without this song.
That's a fact. So. And also, before we get to this topic, rest in peace to the Chevy Impala. Mm. This year, they are discontinuing it.
Mm.
I don't know what niggas in the hood going to do. Mm. I don't know what kind of whip they're going to ride now.
More importantly, the Chevy Cruze.
What?
And I'll tell you why.
The fuck is a Chevy Cruze?
The Chevy Cruze. This is why I'm your podcaster's favorite podcaster.
Oh, my God.
The Chevy Cruze is being made in Detroit.
Mm.
That's where, and they're due to them to stop making the Chevy Cruze, what was it, the Impala? It was made in Canada. Well, actually made in Canada or Mexico, one or the other.
Okay. But
the Cruze is made in Detroit, and it's causing them, General Motors, to lay off 15% of their workers here in America.
Wow.
Yep.
Nah, well, that doesn't help Detroit at all.
No.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, that's some slaw.
Shout out to the Impala, though.
I thought they were making America great again, man.
You thought wrong. This
is specifically what was not going to happen when they were running.
Yeah, okay.
But we're enough with the politics.
So let's get to this topic, man. It's that time of the year, people. Mm-hmm. No pun intended with Time. Time Magazine drops their Person of the Year issue for those of you who still read magazines. So we did this not too long ago. Was it about 2-3 years ago?
I think it was maybe 2016, maybe.
A minute ago.
Yeah.
We did an episode, Person of the Year. We gave it to Dr. Dre. It was the year that he did the Apple deal worth billions of dollars.
Yep.
You're clearly going to win Person of the Year when you do some big dog shit like that.
100%.
So, this year is going to be lit, though. It's a tough one this year.
Yeah, we wanted to pick it back up, so we're going to do the On Deck Hip Hop Person of the Year. And what does that mean? It features a person's profile, a group or idea or an object, for better or worse, that has the most influence in the culture to date this year. The most influence in the culture to date this year.
For better or worse.
For better or worse.
So I'll go with my first. We got three runner-ups.
Yeah, don't even get the one out of the way that they just think that it's going to be. Is that the one we want to do first, or you want to hold off?
No, I mean, it could be either one of these. I don't know what they're thinking. You know, we don't know.
What are you saying to your speaker right now on Decker?
Man.
Are you guessing that we're going to take
Kanye West?
No.
Yes.
They knew if I had anything to do with this shit, it wasn't going to be Kanye West.
Our first runner-up.
All right. First runner-up, Mr. West.
What is your case for him, though? We have a case for and against.
Very polarizing this year.
Okay.
This is one of the... it's going to be one of the trademark years that has to do with his career. And that's because he jumped out on the limb and was doing all of this wild stuff. And so I think where Kanye West goes from here is going to have a lot to do with his career overall. Now, the overall impact on the culture, though Charlamagne can take some credit for this, mental health has blown up.
Mainly because of Ye.
Charlamagne, shout out to him. Shout out to Book Shook Ones. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But Kanye West calling Donald Trump his dad has people reevaluating themselves and going to get therapy, making sure they don't get where he got. Now, with all of that being said, every time you turn around, you were reading about Kanye West. He's influencing this and he's influencing that. So that's the reason that I feel like he would be in contention. What do you have?
I'm going to say, in addition to that, he absolutely sparked the mental health convo. He also moved culture with the June announcement and releases. He stayed in the spotlight the majority of the summer, for good or bad.
Right.
And the listening parties were dope. I thought the live stream listening parties was cool. That added to the culture. And he got Nas out the house.
Right.
People have been trying to get Nas to do an album for years. Khaled couldn't do it. Jay couldn't do it.
Nas album done.
No, it wasn't. Kanye got him out the house. And I thought he brought up back a little bit of the excitement that we had when we had releases to look forward to, when you had to go to Best Buy and get CDs and shit. I thought he brought some of that with the random name dropping of the Nas and the Pusha T's and the him and Cudi. People have been waiting on the Cudi and Ye project for a long time. So I thought he brought some of that back to the game, you know, when he was announcing those projects on Twitter. I thought that was cool, and that made a lot of waves in culture. Now, my argument against him.
Yeah, what worked against him?
Is he didn't run the whole year. It was only in spurts. He didn't really come out of hiding or come out of Wyoming until it was time to talk about those albums.
Like June-ish?
Yeah, like early May, summer.
Something like that?
Yeah, early May. Yeah, he had been low key.
He had
for
the MAGA hat on before that, though. Don't do that.
Yeah, but it wasn't this year though. That wasn't this year.
Oh, that wasn't this year.
That was when he got in. When did Trump get in office? Was that this year?
Nah.
Okay. That was when Trump got in office, and Steve Harvey went, and all of them people went. Mm-hmm. So. And then plus those releases that I mentioned, they didn't move the needle as much as maybe one would have thought. And then he was
good albums.
No, they were still good.
Exception of the Daytona.
Nah, they were still good. All of them were good.
For me, it was the approval rating went down. Now, with the exception of diehards like yourself,
okay,
you didn't think that Kanye West would be able to lose as many fans or lose as much of the influence that I feel like that he did during this time, as far as what he, like the whole mental health, and he's crazy, he's voting for Trump. This is the first time you could buy Yeezys on the shelf.
It has nothing to do with him saying he would vote
it
for Trump.
It has to do with his approval rating overall. That's what I'm saying. Overall, I think people were off of him. Like
they were off of him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So to be the person of the year, I think that his influence actually lessened. I think that he was talked about, and it was very provocative, and he was out there a lot, and it moved the meter. But as far as the influence, I feel like that it actually lessened due to everything that surrounded him, and people no longer were there for the shenanigans. They just wanted the music. So
I agree. So that's why we couldn't give it to Ye.
So that's why Ye is not your person of the year.
It was close, though.
No, it wasn't.
All right, next up. Next runner-up. We got Cardi B.
Mm.
Cardi B was close to being person of the year. And remember,
Cardi could have won it.
For those old enough and washed enough like us, person of the year used to be man of the year.
Yes, it did.
Until they changed it in 1999, you know, to be more politically correct, because then you could have got a Cardi B to win it.
Right.
My case for her was that her star power grew tremendously this year.
Oh, man. I was at the Celtics game Friday.
Okay.
They played the Hawks. She was courtside with Offset
for sure.
Quavo, showed her picture on the screen. That was louder than any basket, probably any event that I've ever been to, other than the J&B concert. Well, actually, that was a Mercedes. Yeah, it was the loudest thing that ever State Farm ever did. That erupted.
Yeah, she's blown the fuck up in terms of her personality. Quality album this year. Invasion of Privacy came out early, so she jumped out the gate early this year, and dropped when it was kind of quiet too. Dropped at a real good time. So I can understand why someone would be like, yo, why is Cardi not the person of the year? She blew the fuck up, proved all of the people who thought she was going to be a one-hit wonder wrong. Like, she came out with a quality body of work, beefed with the most popular female rapper in the last decade.
To date.
Or to date. And gained a lot of fans in that process too. So I get it. Her stock most definitely rose this year. What's the case against her though?
Her stock did rise, but I feel like it's not time to trade that stock in. I do think that Cardi is, she's a little bit of Teflon in the way that she's able to be that is because she's so comfortable in her personality. So there's nothing that somebody gonna come out and diss her and say that she can't say about herself. All of the ranting and raving that Nicki Minaj does, it still doesn't affect her. So I would say the case against her is this ain't it.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah, this is the start. And I think that she has a lot more to do when those Cardi B movies start dropping and you start seeing all of that different stuff. Because
she has a Super Bowl next year too.
Yeah, like her personality is so big. I don't think that a couple of number one albums is going to be the end for her. And I think that we're going to look back at this and be like, man, I remember when she was just rapping or whatever it may be. I think she got a lot more to do and a lot more leeway to win this in the future.
Got married this year, had a baby this year. She really shook this year. She really shook it. And she got the little single out now that's slick bubbling. So she's setting herself up for next year, though. She got the single that's hot now. Then she got the Super Bowl shit, and I'm sure she's going to drop an album next year. So, yeah, she's setting up to already be the person of the year next year. I thought her bickering back and forth with Nicki got a little stale. I thought it took precedence over her music. And that's when shit starts to be like a little, okay, you get a little over it, you get a little tired of it. I know it's some shit my gal is interested in. I could care less about that back and forth shit with Nicki Minaj and Cardi. It got old to me real quick. So that would be my only knock. And plus, I just think the person who we did choose had more in the news, and their names was in everybody's mouth all year long.
Yeah.
Third runner-up. Third and final runner-up. And this is complete horseshit. It obviously should have been Person of the Year.
People know who it is now, clearly. Clearly who it is.
Aubrey Graham is our third runner-up.
You can take your Drake t-shirt off. Throw that one away.
Featured game strong all year. Early on.
Kiki, are you with me?
Summer. Do you ran the me? Summer. Yeah. Ran the winter. Ran the fuck it, he Person of the Year. Fuck it. I'm vetoing who we picked.
Absolutely.
It's clearly Drake. Videos was hot. Singles was hot. Features was hot. What more do you want from me? What is your case against the Six God, dude?
The same case as to why Michael Jordan didn't win MVP every year. And why LeBron James doesn't win MVP every year. I mean, I will give it to Drake. People would say I don't like him, which I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, you're a huge fan.
I like his music. I'm not a huge fan at all. But I have to give him respect for what he does. And what he does it well. I'm going to lace this song. I'm going to be out here in the hook. I'm going to be out here with the people, the gods playing video. Like, Drake does stuff like that, and it registers with people, and that's why people love him. He did a lot of that this year, but at about September, October, it got like, all right, I'm tired.
It's a little Drake overload.
Yeah, I don't want to see no more Drake. So I feel like that he's now falling back here in November, but it's a little too late, and it's a little overkill. And then what I would say why he doesn't win it, it's because, like, next year he probably could win it. The year after that, he probably
the year
could
before
win it.
He could have
won it last year. He probably could have won it 2 years ago if we really looked at it. So, if anything else, it's just Drake fatigue.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm with that. It took a medium sized L this year with the Pusha T beef that everybody had forgotten about,
and he lost the rap battle.
Medium sized L.
Can't be the hip hop person of the year if you lose a rap. You completely get slaughtered in a rap battle.
All right, so that leaves us with one last person.
Niggas are coming to the realization of who this is now, and they hot.
Are they?
Yeah, they coming to the realization.
Do you think they know?
Yeah.
You think right now somebody's screaming at the phone, who is the person of the year, who we're going to pick? Because remember, it could be a thing. What else? It could be
an event.
An event? It could be a group.
Yeah.
They don't know what we're going to do.
But it's not.
Nah, it's not any of that shit.
And you guys are probably right, those who listen to the show and have been following here recently and all year, things going on in hip-hop.
It's obviously
yes.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Clearly.
Listen.
This was a consensus.
I had no arguments on this.
Yes.
I'm not even going to lie. And again, this is not because we're the biggest Dummy Boy fans or any of that shit.
We're not Treyway.
We're not repping Treyway. We ain't got 6ix9ine tatted on our fucking biceps. The reason why Tekashi 6ix9ine is the Person of the Year is because this time last year, nobody knew who the fuck he was, dude.
That's a fact.
Nobody.
You know what? I didn't even remember this until Remy Ma brought this up on State of the Culture when I was watching the clip.
Okay.
Do you remember that they had the video out with him like the first gay rapper, and they took his lyrics off, but they had some rapper on there saying like some gay shit.
Okay.
And people thought that he was really gay because he had the rainbow hair. You don't remember
that? I don't remember any of that.
Man, I have to find a video for you. But they got a video of Tekashi, like the one where he on the stoop with all his boys and the Bloods and out there, and they were like first gay rapper, but they like clearly ad-libbed the lyrics.
Right.
Him rapping, but that's the first I remember him, and I have completely forgot about that.
No one was talking about Duel right now.
No.
No one.
I know he was. Yeah.
Early January. I'm talking about he has been in the news since January 1 of this year when he dropped the Gummo song. And it was, like you said, the rainbow haired kid in New York, but didn't sound like he was in New York. He had 99 Bloods in his video, 99 Crips in this video. Who is this? What is this? You couldn't help but look, dude. Why is he screaming? Why is he angry? It was a train wreck. It was a car wreck that you're riding past and you have to look by. And it's fucked up to where the point is now, because we all knew where this was going.
Facts.
I mean, we knew it early. But, man, this dude's star rose so fast, bruh. Like, we didn't know who he was. Y'all not understanding that. Whose star has risen this quickly ever?
And fallen.
This story is going to be. If there was a 30 for 30 in hip hop, the Tekashi 30 for 30 would be fucking amazing. Yeah.
And it goes to say, as far as like how far he's came along, and people are like, well, I'm Tekashi Overload over the next 2 weeks. We just want to elaborate. Like, it ain't now that he's in the news that people are like going crazy over him. Like you're saying, it was since January the 1st.
Yep.
Since he dropped his music. And one thing that I think attributes to it is the dude, like, so charismatic. I went from hating and not liking it to like actually listening to him when he was beefing with Chief Keef or YG or whatever it may be.
Everybody.
He was funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was like he knew what he was doing and he was kind of exposing the music business for people. And I'm not saying this about YG. Please don't get it confused. But he was exposing like fake thugs and stuff like that. Like, right. All of this stuff people say they doing and saying this and saying that.
Like, he was trolling.
Yeah, like, no, they're not. He was basically saying, no, they're not. Now, I don't know if he was right or if he was wrong, because obviously he got ran up out of Chicago and numerous places.
Right, L.A.
But it was funny. Like, you hadn't seen anybody like that before since probably, like, 50.
Yeah, like, bruh, his single came out in November of last year. It didn't take off until the video dropped. And the Cuda single came out right before January of this year. Dude, listen, the videos was getting clicks.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Breakfast Club, clicks. He said, this is going to be our highest view video.
And it was.
Highest view video. He called it. He dropped the mixtape this year. All of the songs hit Billboard. Everything. He did the song with Nicki. He did the, like, dude, he beefed with everybody from New York to L.A. and in between. He ruffled everybody's feathers. He was the talk of the year. Like the whole that year, bruh.
So,
that's crazy. We even had to be like, dude, we can't talk about this nigga no more.
Yeah, it was like a 5 week straight. So let's give people an update on the case. As of right now, he went to federal prison. Well, he went to court.
It's not looking
off the
good.
Racketeering charge and was denied bail.
Yep.
They offered $750,000 via his lawyer. Nope, we're freezing your funds. You're going to stay here. Court date set for September of 2019.
Ooh,
Fed time.
They taking their time with processing that paperwork.
Oh, yeah, you're going to sit here for a while. Let me ask you, as of now, what do you think 6ix9ine after the case right now, what do you think his biggest influence on hip-hop has been to date?
Trolling. He brought trolling to the limelight.
Okay, so do you think that now that he is where he is, that people think that they can successfully troll? Or
yes.
Bruh,
we saw somebody this year in a wedding dress with a chopper rapping, dude. Like, people will do anything for attention, and people will especially bite him because it worked. He got the looks. He got the Billboard looks. He got the Nicki feature. He went from being a nobody to getting a Nicki Minaj feature.
But listen, though.
People don't ever think the end is going to be them.
That's what I was about to say. So by the ending being so quick, though, do you think it's going to be a cautionary tale or you don't?
No.
I think people are going to take account to it. People are getting a lot. This is going to sound crazy, but people are seemingly a lot smarter in the music business now. You have the ability to be more independent. You don't have to put all your eggs in the basket behind a label. You don't necessarily need a gimmick to be successful.
But his gimmick worked.
You're right, but I'm saying now that he's in jail.
But nobody thinks that's going to be them, though.
Hear me out. But now that he's in jail and the access that people have to information now, do you not think the kids, people that were going to come this way, understand, like, I can make money without doing this? Because you can.
No.
You may not be sitting next to Nicki Minaj, but if you, man, I don't even think that he's that talented.
People want that, though.
So you think that him getting locked up and going from nothing to the biggest star to back to nothing in jail.
Right.
You think that that's not going to be a cautionary tale to young up-and-coming rappers?
No.
Wow.
Bro, people never think it will be them.
That is
never.
True.
People see people go to jail for robbery. People see people go to jail for this and that. That don't stop people from doing shit because they think they can pull off the bank robbery and not do the dumb shit that got so-and-so caught. They'll be like, ah, shit, I know why he fucked up, because he did X, Y, and Z. I'm going to go and do it this way and do it A, B, and C, and I'm gonna get away with it. That's what people are thinking, bro.
But can't we
imitators are going to watch? Watch next year.
Can't we say that was Tekashi's thinking as well? Because I mean, that's what racketeering is. Racketeering is, I'm not necessarily involved, but I'm making sure that this shit happens.
I mean,
so but, people can be like, well, I can give them money to my homeboys and let them do what they gonna do, and they just give me my little cut and they make, like,
bruh.
I think that the whole thought process of kids coming up, and as far as consequences, piling with Triple X, piling with other incidents that have happened this year. Yo boy Rusted beat up, what was the kid name?
Smoke Perp.
Beat up Smoke Perp. I think the people are starting to understand way trolling. More than yeah. trolling, all of this shit. I can't be touched, like you were saying with Pusha T, or it's just the internet. Like, no, that shit that shit ain't flying no more, man. People are starting to understand that if 6ix9ine is in jail, that just the internet shit ain't gonna work.
Like, bro, imitators will come, bro. Watch.
I don't think we see another shit. Rainbow haired wild. Like,
watch.
Bobby Shmurda was the one to me. Where people would look at him like, I could have did it better than him. He rapping about it. His homeboy did pop the dude in the song. At least I'm not going to do that. And I think that's what 6ix9ine was.
Exactly. 6ix9ine
was looking at it like, at least I'm not Bobby Shmurda and I'm not rapping about it. Oh, I popped a nigga a week ago. He thought that I could just rap about the set. I can rap about the gang. And then
you be safely
rolling. I ain't got nothing to do with it. The feds, when they do come, because they coming. Every time they coming, right. All every year of my life, I've seen they came, they come, and you do not get away with it. And I think that he thought that he was going to be far enough removed. Now that whole rhetoric has changed.
He's Bobby Shmurda 2.0. By saying that, I mean if he looked like Bobby Shmurda, he wouldn't be on right now. The only reason we're talking about dude is because of the juxtaposition of how he looks versus what he's rapping about. That's the only reason we're talking about dude. Like, if it wasn't for that.
So if he was black with rainbow hair, you don't think he would?
No, I'm just saying, if he was just black with a Caesar.
No, I'm saying if he was black with rainbow hair.
We would still talk about
he
him.
Looked, that's what I'm saying. If he looked like him, but he was black, I think he would still
be. Yeah, no. If he was black with rainbow hair with 6ix9ine over his face and shit, I'm saying minus the gimmicks.
Okay.
Minus the rainbow hair.
Are you saying if he just generally looked
like. Yeah, just a regular dude.
Gotcha.
We wouldn't be talking about him. Now, and you asked me this last, I don't know if it was last week or week before when the news broke about him getting picked up. You asked me, did I feel sorry for him? I do. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of background real quick. He's 22.
Okay.
Born in 96.
Okay.
Originally from Brooklyn. Moms is from Mexico. Pops is Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican American. His pops died when he was 13. He saw him shot in front of him. That's when he started wilding out, kind of going a little off the rails or whatnot. And there's usually a moment in kids' life when you can point to where shit went left.
Yeah.
That's the moment where shit went left for him. Again, now I'm not saying that he's like this super gangster, super thug, but he was into some shit as a teenager. So you get around these people that he ended up around, and then you get to screaming Trey Way. And when he got locked up early, or well, it wasn't locked up, it's kind of one of them like facilities or whatever.
Detention center.
Yeah, one of them detention center type joints. And then the what are the Trey, what is it, the what are the bloods called up
Trey Way?
No, but it's something three.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, so nine Trey gangsters. That's what it was. So that's what Treyway means. That's when he says that he's repping the nine Trey gangsters because they took him on his wing. Blah 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 blah.
Right.
Fast forward to today, that incline was steep, and that fall was even steeper. We called it here on the show early. Fat Joe called it. Charlamagne called it. Anybody with eyes and ears that's been off the porch long enough knew this was about to end ugly. We just didn't know how. But to, like you said, he was charismatic. He was on Breakfast Club talking Cash Money shit. I watched the whole fucking hour interview. I couldn't turn it off. It's just like 50 Cent, bro. 50 Cent was the same way.
Now, beef. I don't feel sorry for him.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm going to tell you
why. Yeah, you do, bro. Yeah. You don't want nobody 22 doing life, bro.
I don't want nobody doing life. I get that. Unless they really deserve
it. Not some motherfuckers that need to do life.
They really deserve it. But what I would say is the reason that I say I don't feel sorry for him, you didn't watch The Sopranos.
Nah. I couldn't afford HBO.
You know what a sociopath is, though, right?
Yes.
I don't know that he's not a sociopath. I don't know that he's not.
Bro, he's a wannabe thug, bro.
You don't know that. You don't. Man, he changes it up so well. Have you seen the. Watch some of his clips.
No,
there's a clip out there where he's signing autographs and they're asking him about the shooting the alleged shooting of somebody that he clearly had something to do with now that the court documents have came out. But he's signing autographs and he's like, what, bro? What happened? Oh, man, I didn't know anything about
that. So he's OJ is what you're telling me.
No, I'm not saying that he's he ain't that good.
Okay. Yeah,
he ain't that good.
Hey, listen.
You know what I'm saying? But what I am saying is that I feel like that he has, like you said, if he's been doing this since he was 13, he know how to manipulate people. Right. He know how to manipulate situations. So I don't know that everything that they saying about this little dude ain't true. And when it happens to other people who have done this, they find themselves in the same situation that he's in. So that's why I say I don't feel sorry for him. Because I don't know that he ain't like the mastermind behind this. Yeah, I don't put that past him.
He not, bro.
All right.
You don't believe that, bro.
But you saying that based off what, though? You don't think that. Just like the lady, and the reason I brought up The Sopranos, because he was an alleged sociopath and it came out that he was working with a psychologist. She thought that she could fix him, and she thought the whole time that, spoiler alert.
Okay.
She thought the whole time that the therapy in which he was going to was helping him. But the way that it was helping him not to be better, but it was helping him be a better sociopath, because she was sharpening his skills. He was able to come to her with stuff that he was thinking about and get a professional opinion on it. I think this dude is the same way when it comes to the media. I'm going to give you this feedback, see how Twitter reacts, see how Instagram reacts, and I'm going to be able to shape my personality based off of what I see here or based off of what I said here. And I think that he was able to do that brilliantly.
So
and
he's the Joker now.
He what?
He's the hip-hop Joker is what you're telling me?
Exactly. There you go. He's Heath Ledger. He's Heath Ledger playing. Like, some of the characteristics of a sociopath: superficial charm, manipulative and conning,
okay,
grandiose sense of self, okay, pathological lying, lack of remorse, shame or guilt, shallow emotions, need for stimulation. That sounds like 6ix9ine from what I've seen in these Instagram videos, even when it goes to when he was talking to Chief Keef cousin.
Yeah, I saw that.
You yep. see that?
Yeah.
It don't look like it. You understand what's going on there, but then you look at his whole persona and how he carrying himself. It's like, oh, this is
he might have been up
life.
To it.
Yeah. So, and that's just how I. That's why I say I don't feel sorry for him. As far as the situation, it's a rough situation. You're right, but Daniel Hernandez, a person, no.
That shit crazy. So let us know what y'all think. Who is y'all's person of the year in hip hop? Again, it doesn't have to be an actual person. It could be a group. It could be a thing, whatever you think ran hip hop this year. Y'all let us know. Let's go to a music break. We have a user submission. Shout out to CS. All right, West Coast representative.
CS?
Yes.
Okay.
CEES.
C-E-E-S.
Pronounced CS.
CES.
Yes. Now, he's dropped off a track. It's called This Side.
Is it a dash in between a C and S?
No.
So it's just C's.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Pronounced CS. You know how shit is pronounced a certain way?
I don't follow the young shit how they pronounce. What were we talking about? Last Chance from Tokyo with the Uber Edinburgh car.
Like, made in Tokyo is how it's pronounced.
I don't follow the new age spelling.
Stop being so washed. Hey, check out This
washed
Side.
His life. Washed his life. Front, back, side to side. You don't do it like we do it on this side. You don't do it like we do it on this side. You don't do it like we do it on this side. It goes front, back, side to side. You don't do it like we do it on this side. You don't do it like we do it on this side. You don't do it like we do it on this side. I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now. Still hard stepping, never back down. Kicking in doors like a one-time crackdown. All dubs on weed like I'm tussling on SmackDown. West Coast land of the palm trees. From the city by the beach, you can feel the breeze. Might catch me in some Chucks or a pair of threes. Outside on my shirt, yeah, they in the streets. Mission on the grind, we ain't in the street. Plus I know my place, cause it's into me. I was never gang, still got enemies. That's the enemy, yeah, dead it for the end of me. Evangelical, that's pretending me. You ain't kidding me if you can't let me in the sin in me. We been talking changes, how it's finna be. That's so time is shameless, that's lifting me. Front, back, side to side. You don't do it like we do it on. Alright man, we are back. That was CS, This Side. Talk to me, tell me something. Shout
good.
Shout out CS. Beats cool. I believe that's a Jack. Is that a Jack beat or is that an original track?
No, it's not original to me.
It sounds like a little bit of something else was in there, but I'm taking a liking to the West Side artists more so in my latter days of hip hop.
Okay,
I appreciated this record as far as him keeping it West Coast, and that's where he's from. I'm not mad at it. Actually, I found myself bobbing my head to it. I found myself liking the beat, like I said. Give me a little bit more on the bar section, but I understand the West Coast flow and how y'all get down out there, cuz. So yeah. I ain't mad at the song though. I liked it.
Shout out to CS. I actually liked it too, and I like that the sound was specifically West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It put me in that mode.
Yeah.
It took me back to Complex Con where it was nice in mid-70s. I wish I was there right now while I'm freezing my ass off in the A. It gave me that palm tree vibe to it. If I did have any critique, I would say a little more depth to it, especially toward the end, man. There was like some harmonizing, not by necessarily by him, but just by like maybe some female harmonizing, like kind of toward the end, underlaying like the beat and stuff. I think that shit would have been kind of hot. But just a little more depth to it. You know what I'm saying?
Some layers to it.
Yeah, just a little more layers. But I thought it was cool, though.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I ain't going to lie. I had to
give him feedback. I thought it was cool to add some layers. Is definitely a good thing to do. But I wouldn't have threw your CD out the window.
Nah. Definitely. I'd have rolled it, especially on the West Coast.
Yeah.
All the top down and everything. We ride.
That cuss.
Appreciate that, man. Of course, if y'all want to get y'all music submitted, shoot it to ondecktv@gmail.com. Yes. We may play it. We may not. You never know.
Don't post your link in the rap chat discussion on Facebook.
Nah, shoot it to us, man. Let us know that you heard the show and that you know what's going on.
Right.
So please, thank you.
Shout out the rap chatters out there.
Of course. Now let's get to this question of the week.
Week.
No. Juicy J. I saw him on XXL magazine, man, and they asked him what are his top five most important hip hop beats.
What was his?
I thought that was interesting. He said Nothing But a G Thang Dre.
He stole mine.
It's Funky Enough, DLC. This lets you know how washed and old he is.
It's Funky Enough.
Easy. That song banging though.
Is it?
Yeah, you don't remember that? That's the only DLC song. Dun, 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 dun. That's been sampled 100 times.
Okay, yeah.
It's getting funky. It's all right, anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So deep. Easy Does It, Easy E. Hey Ya, Andre 3000.
Hey Ya.
And UGK One Day.
Woo! Got the GOAT song in there.
Calm, relax.
Yes.
Relax.
You know Pimp C made that beat?
I don't believe that.
Tough.
Did he?
Yep.
I ain't biting.
Beast.
He ghost produced that. So what are your, give me three important hip hop beats.
All right.
In your opinion. You,
one is Juicy.
Okay.
To me, that was just like, that's my generation's hip hop, a hippity hop, a sort of hip. Like, that was like one of the first songs that I learned. So I'm going to go with Juicy for that.
Okay.
Secondly, I had Nothing But a G Thing as well.
Yes, yeah,
just because that's probably one of the first ones that I remember. But I'll swap that out since Juicy J stole mine, and I'm going to put in Coolio's "Gangsta's Paradise."
And I'm going to tell you important beat.
Yeah, that was the first song that I feel like that I may have learned back.
It's not the beat though.
Yeah, but the beat is what
that's what nothing to do with the beat.
Yeah, the beat was banging.
It was.
LV was lacing the hook. You don't remember LV.
I remember LV.
50 Shots Gonna Set It Off. I was used to the...
Who was that again?
50 Shots Gonna Set It Off. Matty Fresh, Hot Boys, Get It How You Live. I was used to the No Limit Beats by the Pound and had gotten used to that coming out of New Orleans. One of the first CDs that I heard outside of No Limit from New Orleans was Cash Money, Get It How You Live, Hot Boys, and this song in particular was the one that was on repeat in my Discman.
Okay.
Lastly is Hard Knock Life,
you got
Jay-Z.
10 of them?
Yeah,
God,
yeah. Juicy J stole one of mine.
Shit.
Lastly is Hard Knock Life, Jay-Z. It made me buy my first Jay-Z album.
Okay. The song.
What
the
do
beat,
you got?
Again,
the beat.
We're talking production here, people.
The beat.
I gotta go. Nas, If I Ruled the World. It was the first song that I learned the pattern to. I learned the kick and the drum pattern. So this is a personal three right here. Yeah, I did. Now I learned it. I was like, oh shit, I know where it's about to go and what it's about to do. So that was the first song I had done that to. Next I would say Clips, Grinding. Of course, that's the Neptunes. That beat is superb. It's probably the hardest, dopest freestyle beat. Like, you can never go wrong at any radio station. throw that on for somebody to rap to, and it's impossible to fuck it up. And then thirdly, I would say Cam'ron's Oh Boy. Of course, that's just Blaze. That took the sped up soul samples and took them super mainstream. That was a huge hit for Cam'ron. And even though I know that Blueprint came out the year before, but did it have a song as big as single wise as Oh Boy? I'm not sure. It didn't.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Jay wanted that Oh Boy. He wanted to get on that Oh Boy.
He was holding off like for months. Cam came in there and demolished it after he'd been playing for so long. Straight Debo just blazed for it. Like, Jay, you rapped on that? Yeah, come on with
Let
that.
Let me get that.
That shit up, nigga.
So those are three important beats for me. Obviously, we listen to a lot of music, so we could name off banging beats all day long. But those are just three important ones to us.
You know another beat that anybody probably can freestyle on it and not sound bad?
What?
That if you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Lil Jon shit?
No.
That's Young Bloods. Lil Jon made the
Bloods,
beat, though.
Young Bloods. That's it. Lil Jon made that beat.
Yeah. That dun, 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 dun. People can't freestyle over that. That shit don't sound good.
They can't?
No.
Oh, you just can't rap.
I got bars.
That's all it is.
How did you?
I ripped my first song ever over that beat.
Oh, my God. Easily. all right, on Decker of the Week.
On Decker of the Week,
we're going to Facebook.
Yep.
We got a group chat, guys. Well, it's a
rap
group
chat. Yeah, we have a group chat as well.
Yeah, whatever. It's called a group. For that. And we're going to do this. It's in the rap chat, guys.
Okay.
Shout out to Jerome Talley.
Mr. Talley, come on down. You are the on-decker of the week.
He put a post that said, realizing after all this time, Pusha T's verse on I Don't Like was actually shot to Drake.
And he had a picture of you under it.
No.
Oh, it's Pikachu. Oh.
He had the shock Pikachu picture. And I was just as shocked. And I, in fact, went and ran back that Pusha T I Don't Like verse.
And it fits perfectly.
I did hear the Drake shots. I never peeped that before. That absolutely gets you on Decker of the Week. Shout out to you, Jerome Talley. We appreciate the nuggets. Go check out the rap chat for several gems like that on a daily. We continue the conversation from the show on there too, man. So it's pretty fun. Y'all fuck with it.
Yeah, man. Y'all join the conversation over there.
I just said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm reiterating it from the podcaster's favorite podcasters, the ones that tuned you out. Y'all join the conversation over there, man. We definitely engaging with y'all and getting you in there.
New music this week: Diplomatic Ties. Don't listen to that. Boosie Blues. Don't listen to that.
Bang. Perfect holiday music.
Perfect holiday music.
I just said that. Like you just
You
said.
Like the shit?
Yes.
No, you don't fucking. You deleted it the second Man, you finished listening to it.
I don't say shit to you when you God. Talk, you tell us that Yeezus is good it's and banging. You try to force these awful opinions down people's throats. Pause. Boosie Blues is mine. That's exact. Actually, it sounds better than his last projects where he rapping on that. I would prefer him do this.
It's not hard to do.
He did it.
I don't like blues though, so I'm the wrong person to ask. It's you probably one of the like worst blues. Genres of music.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a blues. I can't
that's
get into
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Have you seen Cadillac Records?
Yes.
You know that's blues.
That's a good movie.
Muddy Waters.
I don't like them. It's just me. I don't like the music.
You're just some slow.
Blues. Heavy Yeezus? Metal. No.
You're a person that champions Yeezus.
I'm gonna give you the five slowest genres of music according to Animal Brown.
Whatever Kanye's doing right now.
Blues.
It's two.
Heavy metal. Jazz.
What?
Gospel. And country.
That's crazy.
Those are the five slowest genres of music for me.
Any nigga that can't listen to blues or jazz is a problem.
No. J.I.D. came out, DiCaprio 2.
Man, y'all been gassing this in the group chat.
You don't like the J.I.D.?
Almost got me not wanting to check it out. Nah, he rapped too fast for me, man.
He rapped like Kendrick.
No, nah, exactly. I Kendrick Lamar is enough for me.
Oh, my God.
I'm good.
Static Selector and Terminology, still 1982.
That's too much.
No, that's Slick Banging, though.
Is it?
I was like, damn. And your boy on that Conway on there, he snapped.
Oh, I got to listen to that Conway on
there. Black Thought, Streams of Thought 2.
Check that out.
Our update on the Tupac 1998.
Yeah, it was like merch.
It was just merch.
They petty for that.
20 years of his greatest hits album, which is a diamond album. So you got to pay homage. Mm-hmm. You didn't order none?
No.
Yeah, I'm hot. I thought it was some music.
I ain't get a Pac t-shirt out of Hot Topic. $13.99.
Get an Alter Topic.
Nah. You ain't no Hot Topic at the shirts?
Nah, I don't be in Hot Topic.
I do. Anywhere they got the dope graphic tees, I'm there.
They ain't got that in Phipps. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't shop at Phipps.
They ain't got that in Phipps. You feel me?
Have fun over there with your Fresh for Dummy stuff. I don't do that.
New music this week. Meek Mill Championship come out Friday.
I'm a Oodles and Noodles, baby. I thoroughly enjoyed that damn song. So I've had that on repeat. That's Uptown, not so much for me.
That's bang. Fab, what?
Niggas kill me with this Fab rip that shit.
As if you don't say Fab ripped it on every song he's on.
He did. I want something new from Fab. Nigga sang or something.
Fab in Abu Dhabi.
He where?
He in Abu Dhabi shaking it right now on Instagram.
He on his, whatchamacallit, right? He on his honeymoon.
Birthday.
Fab of Sagittarius?
I think so.
I take back every bad thing I said about Fab, God. Man. Shout out to him. All them banging albums he got.
That Meek Mill might be tough though.
If it sounds like Oodles and Noodles, yeah, babies, I'm here for that.
Shout out to MMG. Earl Sweatshirt, some rap songs.
I cannot wait till that come out. Not the Earl Sweatshirt. No disrespect to Earl, because he liked one of my visits on Instagram. I fuck with Earl Sweatshirt. But back to that Meek Mill.
MMG's own.
Nah, watch what it come out under.
Maybach,
the bet still holds.
Music,
no, it's
group.
Not gonna be on the Maybach. I'm Atlantic. shout out to Earl Sweatshirt and this new album.
Nah, I'm good on that. We're good.
You don't fuck with Earl?
Nah, he's some slaw. Earl Sweatshirt's slaw. what you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm trying to stay warm. It's cold as fuck outside, dude.
This is true.
What happened to global warming, man?
So that means you're not doing anything but being washed.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy that. What you got up?
Let's get to the cool people.
They? Somebody coming in on the podcast? We got a guest.
I am hitting Freddie Gibbs' show on Thursday.
Talk about washed.
Freddie Jesus tour. Christ. Yes, let's get it.
You and all 19 fans. Y'all enjoyed it.
Don't do that. He got one of the best releases this year.
We have a meet and greet with y'all after.
He need to.
Y'all gonna sit there and drink tea and shit.
Shout out to Gangsta Gibbs, man. Always put on a good show. This will be my second time seeing him in the A.
Fam, that's the same show.
I'll be there.
It's the same show, fam. You ain't got to buy it.
I'll be there next year.
You ain't got to buy it, dude.
I'll be there the year after that.
Songs. I'm like, damn, he did this last year. And this. Shout out Freddie Gibbs, man.
I can't wait, man. I'm excited. Other than that, though, I'm low-key like a midget locksmith. Appreciate everybody listening. Do us a favor. We got a month left to get 10 comments on iTunes. Now, we know everybody doesn't have an iPhone. I understand that.
You got to have an iPhone? Oh, yeah. To comment on
really?
iTunes? You do?
Yes. Yes. You have to have an iPhone to comment on iTunes.
I didn't
yes.
know that. You got to have an iPhone to listen to Apple Music.
Shit. Also, let us go in there and comment. We need 10 more for Hondo. Let's try to get a hundo before the end of the year. All right. Can we do that? Let's do that. Other than that, though, it's Slow Motion, Billy Ocean. Anything before we get out of here?
Nope. Go check out all the content. We appreciate the listeners. On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and the Twitters. Make sure you go follow that and join the conversation on Rap Chat. We out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.